Yeah. All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here until 5 a.m. Fly Jams Friday coming up. DJ Shagru, Viggity Viggity Vic, Verified Double V, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, Wiki Wiki Nikki will all be on hand. And we want your requests at 312-981-7200 for Fly Jams Friday. We're going to find out what's coming up on Outside the Loop Radio, hosted by Mike Steven, Broham, and produced by Andy Herman, The Count. And that's coming up. We'll tell you what's going on that. And also, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies and You Big Dummy all coming up. So I was looking up at the TV in here that Crime Village show is on, that crazy Crime Village.
Do they play it a lot at Char Village?
They do at Char Village, yeah. And they're, I guess the thing that they're doing right now is that they're showing like little juvenile delinquents being yelled at by being brought into actual prisons and being yelled at by inmates. Do you guys remember? Is anybody old enough to remember Scared Straight? The original Scared Straight?
I remember it from movies and TV.
Yeah, they showed it in our classroom once.
Did they? Vic, do you remember Scared Straight?
Are you talking about boot camp? Because I do remember that.
No, this was when actual convicts would start screaming at kids to discourage them because they're like juvies. And so like hardened criminals would come in and start screaming at kids. And I remember watching it when I was like, I don't know, 12 or something. And it was unbelievable because it was on Channel 32 and they were dropping F-bombs. And it was like, I was like, oh, this is awesome.
They always did that on Jenny Jones and...
Yeah, where my kid, I don't know what my, you know...
Yeah, and then they would take him to the jail.
To the boot camp and they'd scream at him and stuff. And I remember there was a sketch that they did on SNL. It was a Sally Jesse Raphael takeoff. And Anna Gasteyer was Sally Jesse Raphael. And Molly Shannon played the very sad mom who couldn't control her delinquent daughter, played by Christina Ricci. And so Christina Ricci's like, man, I don't have to listen to you. You don't know me. She was doing that whole thing, screaming at the audience and stuff. And then Tracy Morgan was the drill instructor. He came in as the drill instructor. And it was funny because there's a scene in it where she's supposed to punch Sally Jesse Raphael, Anna Gasteyer, in the face, and she actually punches her. And you can see, like, Christina Ricci break character. Like, she punches her and hits. And, I mean, I don't think she punched her real hard, but she makes contact with her and actually hits Anna Gasteyer in the face. And you can see Christina Ricci, like, horrified for a second. She breaks character and, like, almost covers her mouth, like, because she really hit Anna Gasteyer in the face. So if you ever see that rerun, watch for that. Like when she punches Anna Gasteyer in the face, you could just see this horrified look on Christina Ricci's face. She drops character for a second, but when Anna Gasteyer keeps going and she stays in character, she knows that she's okay. And you know as soon as the scene was over, she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to actually punch you in the face. So watch for that. And next time they show the Christina Ricci episode from the 90s when she hosted. So anyway, I don't know. I was just looking up at Crime Village, and it reminded me of what a big deal it was when Scared Straight was on. It was, I remember it was like a real big deal, and we talked about it in school the next day. I must have been like 11 or 12, and everybody at school was like, but we weren't really impacted by, you know, when we watched it, we didn't like learn a lesson. We just thought it was cool because we got to hear F-bombs on TV. This was before cable, way before cable. Before VCRs, you know, you very rarely heard damn on TV. And then all of a sudden, here are these guys dropping F-bombs all over the place. And I remember as a kid watching it going, this is awesome. Of course, I didn't learn anything. I wasn't like, well, I'll never be a juvenile delinquent because I don't want these scary guys or I don't want to go down the road that these unfortunate gentlemen have gone down. I was just like, he just said the F word. That's awesome. So, yeah, that's what's on Crime Village right now. So, all righty then. You know that Culver's is coming to Chicago, Esmeralda?
Oh, yeah, to the South Side, right?
No, Wrigleyville.
Bronzeville? Oh.
Yeah, no, Bronzeville. You're right. It is Bronzeville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I saw that. I've never had a Butterburger. So.
You've never had one?
No, I just had Sonic maybe a couple weeks ago.
Well, Sonic, they opened up the one in Uptown.
Yeah.
Is that where you went?
Yes.
On Wilson. And which, by the way, is right next to a McDonald's.
Yeah, it is. It's no, but that's on. It was amazing. There's so many choices of milkshakes and lemonades and stuff. So
Sonic is good, man. Yeah. Sonic's good. I like Sonic.
Starting to, because we, if you go, I think it's south of Joliet is where all of these usually have been. Culver's and Red Robin.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. I'm surprised that you never had a Butterburger because I know there's one right outside of Joliet.
Well, that's new, though.
Oh.
It was never there before.
Yeah, but you were just in Joliet then. Last week.
Yeah, but I don't, it's not like I'm going to go and I'm like, oh, got to go to the Culver's.
I would.
No.
I would make a special trip for the Butterburger. It's called a Butterburger. Dan, have you ever had a Butterburger at the Culver's?
I have. I'm not a fan of adding butter to things, so
what?
It was, yeah, it's not I don't even like butter on my toast.
Oh, man.
So yeah.
You should leave. What?
That's awesome.
You should leave.
That doesn't even make sense.
Don't leave, Dan, but that's funny.
What?
It's just too
don't
much.
Don't like adding butter to my toast.
Nope.
What?
Dry.
You just eat, what are you, a Blues Dry Brother?
Toast. Yeah, exactly. I'll have a whole fried chicken.
I like a nice jam here and there.
Okay, well, there. All right. Well, at least there's that.
Five fried chickens.
But yeah, it was just too much. I was just like, oh my God, I can't fit. Cheese curds are unbelievable.
Yes,
though.
They
Those
are
fantastic.
Yes,
there,
they are.
But yeah.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Vic, Butterburger, yes or no?
Love.
Yeah.
Them.
Yeah, they're good, man.
I'm a Culver's fan.
So
I mean, and you know, and I'm a fan of local joints too, but there's something about those Butterburgers at Culver's.
You know, it's butter.
It might just be that simple.
Butter. I mean, man, I you know, Culver's is good, man. And so it's going to be located, and they're actually going to have Bronzeville is going to be at 33rd Place and South Martin Luther King Drive. And also the Wrigleyville location is going to be at 3500 North Clark. So that's going to be right. That's going to be right by Wrigley. That's literally a block away from Wrigley Field. And I don't know how soon that one's going up. Construction delays have been happening. Probably won't break ground until 2017. They say it's best known for their Butterburgers, frozen custard, and cheese curds. Some of the upcoming Culver's locations include Oak Lawn, which will open in September, mid-September. Hoffman Estates in mid-October. Skokie, and here's the happy news for me. Portage Park will have one in 2017. I live right near Portage Park. Culver's, baby.
Is this going to beat going to Smoke?
Well,
because that's very close to you.
Here's Smoke is approximately 1,100 feet from my front door. Lou Malnati's is 900 feet from my front door. Now, I don't know how many feet the Culver's will be, but it'll be farther away. If it's in Portage Park, it'll be further west because Portage Park kicks in around Milwaukee, and that Six Corners area is where Portage Park kicks in. So, but that's still, you know, not far. It's just not quite as close as Smoke and Lou Malnati's, which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. So, but no, I like Culver's. Last time I had Culver's, it's been a long time, man. Almost 3 years since the last time I had Culver's, because I went on a road trip to St. Louis to see the Hawks play, and it was a listener road trip from WGN, and I was the host. And on the way back from the trip, it took place between Christmas and New Year's of 2013. So we went on the road, a bunch of listeners and myself, went down to St. Louis, and we saw the Hawks. They lost. They lost in OT. And then the next day when we came back to town, the bus stopped along the road, and we went to a Culver's. That was the last time I had Culver's, was in December of 2013. Damn it. but it was good. I had the cheese curd. I didn't have the custard, but I had the cheese curds, and I had the double butter burger. Oh. So anyway, Culver's, there's going to be opening, they're looking to open in Portage Park, which is right near me. And then on the south side, one's going to open up. And, of course, right in Wrigleyville when they change everything. So. All right. Now, how about this? More another food item here, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Krispy Kreme has created the Reese's Peanut Butter Donut. How does that sound?
Okay. I don't really like peanut butter, but I like it in a Reese's.
You know, you got peanut butter in my chocolate. You got chocolate in my peanut butter.
I don't mind it.
Remember those commercials?
I.
You don't remember those commercials?
I don't think they played when I was.
Oh, God.
I remember it. Like, I've
so
seen that.
Old. It's like a dude is walking down the street or something, and he's got peanut butter. And another dude's, like, on a ladder, and he's got like, a chocolate bar. And, he drops the chocolate bar into the dude as he's walking by, into the dude's peanut butter. And then he's like, hey, you got peanut butter in my chocolate. Hey, you got chocolate in my peanut butter. And then they taste it and go, ooh. So those were the commercials. They did about 20 different variations on that theme. Somebody mistakenly, because you know that happens all the time. People walking around with peanut butter and chocolate bars in the streets. It's bound to happen where people just bump into each other. And get their chocolate on their peanut butter and their peanut butter and their chocolate. I got to say, the big cups, I don't like them. They're too big. There's too much.
I like the little pieces.
The little minis.
Yeah, but then I was told that there's no chocolate in those.
Well, there's chocolate. The coating is chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah, the coating is chocolate. It's the peanut butter is in the middle of the cup.
Okay, because I was like, I like those. And they're like, well, there's not even any chocolate on those.
Yeah, there are. Who told you that?
V. Like,
V. Come on. He's from another planet.
Yeah.
So, but the big ones, I don't like them. I want the regular sized Reese's. The mini ones are okay, but I like the regular size ones.
My friend contends that the Easter egg is the perfect combination of chocolate to peanut butter.
The perfect
ratio.
The ratio, yeah. No, those are good. The egg is good. Yeah, those are good. But anyway, Krispy Kreme is now going to have the Reese's Peanut Butter Donut. What's more indulgent than a gooey Krispy Kreme donut fresh from the fryer? One that's stuffed with Reese's Peanut Butter Sauce. According to Thrillist, the global pastry chain has joined forces with Reese's to create a candy bar donut hybrid. In addition to its nutty filling, the concoction is coated in a chocolate icing and topped with Reese's peanut butter chips, vanilla cookie crumbs, and chocolate drizzle. Jeez.
That's a lot.
That is a lot, man. If you're looking for a beverage to wash it down with, Krispy Kreme is now offering a limited edition Reese's peanut butter and chocolate milkshake. Oh, my God. Did you just immediately go into a diabetic coma at that point?
Right? No.
God.
That's too much. Sweet and sweet.
That's nuts. Learn more about the treats over at Krispy Kreme's website, but keep in mind that for now, the Reese's-inspired offerings are only available in Australia.
Okay.
You want to plan a trip?
They need something to live for, though. They got all those bugs and snakes and enormous spiders that hide in places.
They do. They hide, and then they come out and go, hey! Hey!
Hide under their cars. And oh, God.
Yeah.
I've seen all
those
pictures.
Yeah, but they did shoot the Mad Max movies there, so that's right there.
You should go take
a Mad Max tour?
Yes.
You know, they have that. They have like a Mad Max museum.
There you go.
In Australia, but it's like some guy's house or something. When he's got
where else is it going to be?
Yeah, it should be in the Smithsonian. There should be an entire wing in the Smithsonian dedicated to Mad Max.
I know we have to break here, but after the break, our friend.
By the way, Dan, that was really subtle.
Yeah, I know. but our friend Brian, the Gymkhana fan, wanted me to share a Gymkhana Mad Max Fury Road tie-in with you, so we can do that after the break.
Okay. All right, everybody hang on. We got a couple more food items, and then we're going to find out the connection between Gymkhana It was only a matter of time before Gymkhana came up. Good old Brian and Mad Max. Morning. Hi. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to the show. We got some texts coming in. We've been talking about food. Culver's coming to the city. Krispy Kreme having their peanut butter donuts. Their Reese's peanut butter donuts. And we got a couple more food items to talk about. And we got texts coming in and phone calls at 312-981-7200. Here's Bill on WGN. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
All right. What's up?
Listen, there's a Culver's in Buffalo Grove, and I went there because I'm celiac, and I just want to know if they had a gluten-free menu, and they did. They listed all the nutrients of all the various items, and this is like a booklet they gave me. And in it, it had a column for gluten-free, and if it was gluten-free, it would be asterisked. And I was just amazed because all I had was a chocolate shake. But some of the toppings on the sundaes are not actually gluten free, and so I was just kind of amazed. You know, obviously I can't have the bun,
right?
You know, because it's got wheat in it. But it's an amazing place. They have a lot of people there. You know, they have. I mean, it's a busy place. This one in Buffalo Grove.
Yeah, no, and you know, people love Culver's. They do, mm-hmm. And I mean, right. And as people mentioned that it's not just the Butterburger thing, but they do have the. Right. They do have the custard, do have the cheese curds. They have right. a lot of good stuff on the menu that people really love. Yeah, yeah. That's why everybody's excited about them being in the city.
Right, right. Yeah, city would be, oh, my gosh. Especially by Wrigley Field. Oh, yeah. My God. They're going to take away a market share from other
Yeah, it's going to be a madhouse. Yeah, it's going to be nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wanted to chime
okay.
in because I'm listening to you while preparing my newspapers for delivery.
Cool. Well, I appreciate that, Bill. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too, Nick.
Take
Bye.
Care. All right. There you go. Culver's. 847 area code says the butter is in the bun, not the burger. It's on the bun. Yeah, not the burger. Yeah, but there's butter on it. That's why it's called a butter burger. Dan says, Brian says, I'm with Dan. No thank you to butter, especially on toast. What's wrong with you people?
Butter is the beginning of life.
There you go, everybody.
That was in the primordial ooze.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's how you could slide out so easily.
But oh God,
what? I'm thinking from the
what's
from
your
the
email
water.
Again, Dan? There for out of context.
That's all right. I got it.
Yeah, he's got that one. All right, we already got our out of context for this week. Then I got one already for next week. Yeah, no, the butter is a good thing. And I don't.
How do you
know,
cook your eggs?
I don't even play around, man. None of this margarine. None of this, I can't believe it isn't what it is. Butter.
Now, do you have two butters? I have cooking butter, the stick butter, and then I buy a tub.
A
of
tub
something.
With the spreadable butter.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't cook as much, so I don't have the stick. But I do have the spreadable. I don't cook as much as I used to, so very rarely do I cook. But I used to. When I cooked, I absolutely had stick butter for cooking. No question about it. No question about it.
I can't deal with when people don't have spreadable butter. They're like, this butter. I'm like, no, that's cooking butter.
Yeah.
Because it's flavorless.
You know, how about like, you know, butter that, because you can leave butter out.
Right. Yeah, I have a friend. He has a little crock.
Yeah, a crock. You put the butter in there. Yeah, it's fine. Because you can't, like, try to spread, like, if you have stick butter, try to spread it on a piece of toast without ripping the toast into 55 different pieces.
Right. But still, stick butter tastes different, even if it's salt.
Yeah, I don't.
I like spreadable
I'll just
butter.
Eat, I'll eat a stick of butter. I don't care.
You could get fried butter.
I know. So, Dan, what is this? Now, Brian, who doesn't want butter anywhere near him like you. Is that Gymkhana Brian?
I don't know if it's the same Brian or not.
Okay.
So, but
what was Gymkhana Brian's thing here?
Yes. So you had mentioned a few days ago that your Facebook profile image was the Gymkhana poster.
It was, yes.
And you were surprised that Brian had not
yes.
commented on it. So he sent me a note that said the following. Please tell Nick that I certainly would have commented on his Gymkhana film poster image, but I do not have a Facebook account.
Oh.
As Esmeralda stated, I was likely watching it again anyway. In relation to one of the greatest 21st century movies of all time, I wanted to extend this tidbit of information regarding Mad Max Fury Road and Gymkhana. The actor slash stunt performer slash fight quarter, Rich Norton, who plays the prime Emperor in Fury Road actually played Zamar, the antagonist in Gymkata. Two great movies with a wondrous link. Too bad Kurt Thomas wasn't in Fury Road 2. He could have chased Furiosa on a pommel horse.
That's fantastic. Now, wait, is he talking about Immortan Joe? Well, I'm sorry. That's the main. That's like the main villain in Fury Road. Because he played Toe Cutter in the original Mad Max. It's weird because like he was the villain in Mad Max. He played Toe Cutter. Can't remember the actor's name. And then he's not. It's not the same character in Fury Road. He plays Immortan Joe. But I don't know if that's the same. Would that be the same? He was also in Gymkata. Because the guy who played Immortan Joe played Toe Cutter in Mad Max. That's all I know. So, but maybe he did appear but Brian would know if it's Gymkata related. I do not doubt the veracity of Brian's statement at all. Because if anybody's going to know details and trivia about Gymkata, it's Gymkata Brian, as he's now called. So, all right. All right, we got a break. We got more texts here that we'll get to in a couple of seconds. 312-981-7200. And then another quick food news story. And then our regular features will begin, starting with Outside the Loop Radio. You'll find out what's going to happen on that show tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Straight Out of Context, Nick D. Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. All leading up to Fly Jams Friday. The news is next. Yeah, man. You know what that sounds like? That sounds like, and I don't know if Dan did that. It sounds like from Fight Club. Is that from Fight Club, Dan? No? Okay. It sounded like when the dream sequence, like sort of weird dream sex sequence.
Yeah.
It sounded like Helena Bonham Carter's moan and the music that was playing underneath that.
I wonder where we could see that to find out.
Oh, I don't know. You could see it Tuesday night at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. I will be hosting a screening of Fight Club, one of the best movies of the 90s. Brad Pitt, Edward Norton, Helena Bonham Carter, Meatloaf, Jordan Catalano. It's going to be fantastic. It's only $10 to get in. Parking is free. 7 o'clock, have some food at Bogart's, and then I'll introduce the movie at 8, and we'll have a discussion afterwards. Huge screen, giant love seats, and it's only $10 to get in. Parking is free. It's this Tuesday night, Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Get your tickets now. Reserve your seats now so that they're waiting for you Tuesday night when you come and see the great, great Fight Club. If you've never seen this movie, you got to see it. If you've never seen it on the big screen, incredible. So go to carmike.com to make your reservations now, or C-A-R-M-I-K-E, carmike.com. A couple of quick texts here. And 708 area code said, it's the better beef that makes the butter burgers better. Well, thank you, Captain Alliteration. 708 area code says, there's a Culver and Lyons on Ogden Avenue. Al says, while you wait for the Culvers to come to Chicago, the closest one is in Bolingbrook. It's worth the drive. And 205 area code says, Culver's has lots of great items. My favorite is the prime rib sandwich. Oh.
I wonder if that's a real piece of prime rib or if it's like chopped up.
Chopped up prime rib?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do want to read this text correctly. They said prime rib sandwich.
Oh, okay.
So I want to make sure I read that correctly. It's the 920 area code says, yep, definitely going to Culver's for dinner tonight because of this conversation. Yeah, you know, Culver's is going to be getting a lot of business because of this.
They should come and bring us some burgers. Wink, wink.
That's called payola. We can't do that.
Someone should drop some on the ground, but in a wrapped plastic accident.
On accident.
Off a truck.
I gotcha. I gotcha. Hey, yeah, where'd you get this TV? It just fell off the truck. Oh!
I'll eat a burger that fell off a truck. That's fine.
Okay, Guy Fieri. I'd eat that off a flip-flop. Ha-ha! Full throttle! and garnish with raisins. Okay. Here's a disturbing story. The title of which is A Staple of the American Breakfast is Disappearing. Americans' consumption of orange juice is plunging. Sales of the breakfast staple are down 13% in the last 4 years. Frozen orange juice has experienced the biggest drop in sales, falling 39% since 2012. Refrigerated orange juice fell 10%. Florida, which is the top producer of oranges used for juice in the U.S., is now on track for the smallest orange harvest in 5 decades. On top of falling demand, orange producers have also been battling a bacterial disease that's been wiping out their groves. You're witnessing gut-wrenching decisions where multi-generational family citrus growers have reached a point where their risk tolerance isn't there to continue, Adam Putman said. Orange juice sales are ironically declining at a time when Americans' breakfast consumption is on a rise. Breakfast consumption is expected to grow faster in the U.S. population over the next few years, as more Americans are choosing to eat breakfast away from home. Thanks to the rise of the juicing trend, however, there is a wide variety of juices and smoothies available as opposed to orange juice.
That's so much sugar, that's why.
Not if it's like you get the stuff without the sugar.
What?
Yeah, you just fresh squeezed.
That has sugar.
Yeah, but most of the bottled crap that you get, you know what I mean? They put a ton of sugar in it as well.
Right, but it's still, it's better off to eat the fruit.
Yeah.
Because you're just mainlining. I mean, why do you think they give it to people whose blood sugar drops?
No, I know. But I think what I'm talking about is the stuff that you buy, you know, the stuff that you buy in the bottle. When you get like I'm going to get some Tropicana in a carton.
But it's not good for you.
Yeah. So.
V loves juice.
Juice of any kind?
Yeah. No, he's a sucker for, he's got, right now in his fridge, there's at least 3 big bottles of juices. Pineapple, orange juice, and then I think some other mixture, fruit juice.
Is he all right?
He just loves juice.
Okay.
He sees pineapple juice, mango specifically is his weakness.
Mango juice.
Yeah, if he sees anything with mango, if it's mango juice, oh, Lord help you.
Forget it. All right. We'll just keep that in mind. Is that what he consumes on his planet? Is that why he likes it?
Yeah. Oddly enough, they have juices.
Comes from the juice planet.
By the way, yesterday, you know how you're talking about juicy fruit?
Yeah.
Jim Laskowski?
Yes.
He messaged me today saying that he checked 3 different sources and the lyrics are Take a Sniff.
Take a Sniff?
Commercial. Remember, because I was like, it's Take a Sniff. You're like, no, it's not.
It's Take a Stick.
He said he checked 3 sources.
All right.
Different sources. And it's Take a Sniff.
I that doesn't make any sense. Take a Stick makes sense because it's a stick.
Yeah, but
of
it
gum.
Smells so good.